One is an 88-year-old retired business magnate, a leader of India's Parsi community for the past 60 years, and the recipient of an honorary title never before bestowed upon any community member. The other is a 34-year-old television host and video jockey on the Indian outlet of the popular international music channel MTV. Both have become informal spokesmen for the country's dwindling Parsi community, followers of Zoroastrianism, a 3,500-year-old religion that predates Islam and what was then Persia. Bombay's Parsis are descendants of Persians who fled Islamic persecution in their country 1,000 years ago. Jimmy Guzder was given the unique honorary title of Chairman Emeritus of the Bombay Parsi Panchayat, which looks after the Parsi community in India. Given their unique religion and ethnic background, Mr. Guzder says, Parsis tend to be extraordinarily proud of their identity.
But according to the Parsis themselves, they do consider themselves, as shall we say, a little superior, which is a wrong word to use, but it is so.
A self-described progressive thinker on most issues, MTV host Cyrus Brocha is somewhat more reticent about the responsibility his role as a celebrity has thrust upon him.
Every time they have a controversy, they ask me to talk like I'm the spokesperson for the liberal left wing of the Parsis.
Both men are respectful of other points of view within the community, and both have different feelings about its future. The Parsi community was put at 80,000 in a recent census. But some estimate that over the years, the numbers have dwindled to as few as 40 or 50,000, and they say the community must fight to save itself and its religion from extinction. But that may be harder than it sounds. For one thing, the religion does not allow for converts. That means the remaining Parsis are wholly responsible for propagating their unique identity. In addition, modern young Parsis are like young people everywhere, Mr. Guzder says, juggling careers with the demands of family.
They don't get married, and some of the other, they don't want to have any children. The desire for children is also comparatively less. As a result, the population has dwindled very considerably.
Recently, some within the Parsi community have decided to relax the rules enough to allow the children of a Parsi man and a non-Parsi woman to be recognized as Parsi, although others dispute that idea. Mr. Brocha says the compromise should go further, and that children of Parsi women should also be recognized if the religion is to survive. The Parsi Panchayat has declined to intervene in the debate.
Zoroastrianism is perhaps the only religion which doesn't want people to enter its fold. However, I obviously think that to preserve the religion is far more important than to preserve the race. The race will die out. There's nothing you can do about that.
Mr. Guzder, however, believes it is important to preserve both race and religion.
What will our children and grandchildren think? They will say, what was our grandparents like? They didn't have the shame, they didn't look ahead and say that this is going to happen. What happens if the community dwindles down to 20,000? We'll be finished.
Mr. Guzder is backing his words with action. In 1997, he pioneered an incentive program that pays a pure Parsi couple 1,000 Indian rupees every month if they have a third child for the first 18 years of that child's life. About 200 children were born within the program's first 3 years, numbers that encouraged the Parsi community to take the program further.
Then what happened was the smart women that we have came to me and said, Mr. Guzder, why are you satisfied with 3 children? Why not go whole hog? Make it 4.
The Zoroastrian religion, made up of those who follow the prophet Zarathustra, holds the concepts of nature and purity sacred, practices that are clearly demonstrated in its funeral rituals. Zoroastrians believe that to cremate a body desecrates the element of fire, drowning it desecrates water, and burying it desecrates the earth. Instead, bodies are traditionally left out in the open in towers of silence to be consumed by the elements and by vultures. Vultures aplenty used to be seen circling over Malabar Hill in southern Bombay, where the towers of silence are located. The towers have always been strictly off-limits to non-believers. But India's vultures are dying out, a trend blamed on the intrusion of humans into their habitats, pesticide poisoning, and an avian virus. As a result, bodies are being left out in the open longer than the Indian health authorities will allow. Recently, however, a new solution was found that allows Parsis to continue placing bodies at the Towers of Silence.
A very bright young Parsi said, I have a solution for that. I have manufactured a unit which reflects the light of the sun to such a magnification that the body is reduced to an ash within a matter of 24 hours.
Mr. Brocha regrets the decline of the vultures, although he says he feels no nostalgia for the traditional funerals he witnessed as a child. He says he will not try to pressure his own son, now 2 years old, into following the old Parsi traditions.
You know, suddenly when you're 18, you search for meaning in your life, and okay, I want to be a Parsi, who was my father, who was my grandfather, where did they come from? If that's his thing, fine. No way I'm going to force him to do anything.
Patricia Noonan, VOA News, Bombay.